News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
Prime Minister Andrew Holness was on Wednesday inducted into the University of the West Indies UWI Honor Park. Established in 2005, the park honors UWI graduates who have been or are serving as CARICOM heads of government. Mr. Holness is the 23rd graduate of UWI to become a head of government and the 18th person to be inscribed on the roll of honor in the park.
I am very, very humbled by this honor, and I want to thank the University of the West Indies, such a very important institution in our society, for bestowing this honor on me.
Among those who attended the ceremony were Juliet Holness, Member of Parliament and wife of the Prime Minister, former Prime Ministers Edward Siaga and Bruce Golding, opposition leader Dr. Peter Phillips, government ministers, members of the diplomatic corps, and persons from the public and private sectors. The Education Ministry has allocated approximately $8.2 billion to fund school operations for the 2017-2018 fiscal year. $7.2 billion will go towards funding secondary schools for the new school year, while over $1 billion will go to primary, all-age, junior high, and infant schools. The funds are to be paid out in four tranches, beginning in June. The remaining funds will be paid out in September, December, and April 2018. This funding arrangement represents a formal shift in the government's policy for financing education, after testing was conducted throughout the current financial year and several consultation sessions held.
We're just saying to the country that as a government, we believe in the priority of education. We want a well-resourced education system. The government is going to do what it can as we look forward to partnership from both parents and other stakeholders.
Education Minister Senator Ruel Reid speaking at a press conference at the ministry's Hero Circle offices on Monday. Meanwhile, the government will be moving to convert private early childhood institutions to publicly run facilities. Minister of Education, Youth and Information Senator Ruel Reid says the process is slated to begin September this year with the conversion of the Jamaica House Infant School. It's anticipated that at least 50% of the institutions will be transitioned by 2020. Senator Reid says this change is necessary given that over the years, the government has been contributing to the over 2,400 privately run early childhood institutions through the provision of stipend, nutritional support, school materials, and training.
This is an anomaly, because government ought not to be putting its money in institutions that are private. So we now have to now make the adjustment and move them directly into the public realm.
And the government is to roll out a strawberry cultivation program over the next 2 months as part of efforts to meet the demands of the tourism sector. Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries, J.C. Hutchinson, says the implementation follows a successful pilot in St. Andrew.
Jamaica must be able to provide strawberries for all the hotels that we have on this island. The market is big and they have to import. And since we can grow it here, let us go and plant it.
In the meantime, Minister Hutchinson says a Scotch bonnet pepper project will be rolled out in a few weeks and will see farmers being provided with seedlings. Those were some of the top stories making news this week. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
Police emergency, hello?
Hello, I want to report a leak in my house. Can you come and fix it?
Where are your parents?
They're not here.
Young lady, this number is for emergencies only. Please hang up and allow someone who really needs the help to get through.
32,000 calls are made to the police emergency 119 number daily. 22,000 of that number are prank calls. Use the police 119 number only for serious emergencies. A message from the Jamaica Information Service.
Under Section 30 of the Forest Act, offenders can be fined up to $500,000 and sentenced to 2 years in prison for cutting down trees in a forest reserve without a license. And did you know that you need a license to use a chainsaw to cut trees for lumber, even on private property? Call 1-888-FORESTS, that's 1-888-367-3787 to find out more or to report any illicit activity in a forest estate.